From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Making his third trip to the Gulf Coast region since the BP oil spill began, President Obama said progress is being made in terms of fighting the spill. However, the president also took the oil giant to task for failing so far to scrap plans to pay a quarterly dividend to shareholders.
There are reports that BP will be paying $10.5 billion, a billion with a B, in dividend payments this quarter. Now, I don't have a problem with BP fulfilling its legal obligations, but I want BP to be very clear. They've got moral and legal obligations here in the Gulf for the damage that has been done.
Mr. Obama is meeting with residents and local officials in Louisiana. The president canceled a planned trip to Indonesia and Australia to deal with the crisis situation there. Not the way that most investors would like to wind down the week. All three of the major stock market indexes plunged more than 3% today. Weaker than expected May employment numbers, coupled with renewed worries about the Eurozone debt crisis, sent stocks down. Diane Swonk is chief economist with Mesirow Financial and says in terms of the job numbers, it was the type of hiring that took place last month that seemed to worry Wall Street the most.
Well, we certainly had a very bad news today in employment, although overall payrolls increased quite significantly. Almost all the increase that we saw in employment in the month of May was due to hiring by the census, which are two-week to six-week-long jobs, clearly tempering employment. And private payrolls only increased by 41,000.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 323 points today, with the market closing at 99.31. The Nasdaq was down 83 points. A three-day national peace conference in Afghanistan has ended with a demand the Afghan government hold talks with insurgent groups like the Taliban. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kabul.
The recommendations by the peace jirga were somewhat vague and stripped of controversial demands by some delegates that would have restricted Western troop activity in Afghanistan. Yet some of the proposals are not likely to sit well with the West, including removing militant leaders from international blacklists. Many of the 1,600 delegates attending the jirga were not in agreement on the final version. One female delegate from Farah province stormed out while Karzai spoke. Belghis Roshan says she left to protest the fact women, who made up a fifth of the assembly, were not allowed to speak. She also objected to former warlords accused of atrocities against Afghan civilians, playing a dominant role in drafting the recommendations. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Automaker Chrysler has announced a recall over a problem with sticking accelerators. The company says it's recalling nearly 35,000 Dodge Calibers built in the U.S. and elsewhere to fix potentially sticky gas pedals. Chrysler says the pedals were installed by the same Indiana company involved in a Toyota recall. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A new rocket successfully blasted off from Cape Canaveral in Florida and put an unmanned test capsule into orbit today. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more.
SpaceX, the company that built this rocket, ran a live webcast of its maiden flight. The white Falcon 9 stood on its launch pad, as tall as an 18-story building.
Lift off!
Falcon 9 took off with a burst of flames. Soon, onboard video showed the Earth far below and the second stage separating. About 10 minutes after it began, the flight ended.
Falcon 9 Stage 2 and the Dragon capsule are now in orbit around the Earth.
SpaceX employees could be heard cheering. The company already has an agreement with NASA to deliver cargo to the space station starting next year. And SpaceX says just a few years later, the rocket and its capsule could be ready to carry astronauts. So this first successful flight is a boost for the Obama administration, which would like NASA to begin relying on private space taxis. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
A group of 10 spellers has now advanced to the semifinals in the Scripps National Spelling Bee being held in Washington. Among this year's contestants, Elizabeth Platts, who was able to successfully spell the name of a Japanese mushroom.
Matsutake. M-A-T-S-U-T-A-K-E. Yes.
So this year's Spelling Bee is not without controversy. The decision to suspend the semifinals so there would be enough spellers left for the ABC primetime broadcast left some contestants angry. Basically meant 6 of 10 spellers who went to the semifinals didn't have to spell a word in the interrupted round. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.